work from Dr. Dickerson back, I believe, in the early to mid-90s out of University of Georgia, that, for example, he suggested that it could be higher than 75% of all heifers have mastitis before they calve. And you go, man, how is that possible? You know, there's no milk there to nourish or anything, but it's possible because of flies and fly pressure. And, you know, those heifers, some of them probably get over it, but how many of them come in with just three titters or two titters and have less milk then? So weaning weight's going to be affected on all of her calves that she's ever going to have, because she's not producing as much milk as the one that doesn't have those issues. Upper Midwest, anaplasmosis is a big deal.